I can't see any reason for that.
If the minister is busy drinking and sneaking looks at me, and you're busy growing increasingly fed up with him, we're not going to have a very festive evening, I said. To tell the truth, Nobu-san, perhaps you should bring the chairman with you next time. You may wonder if I'd been plotting all along to bring the evening to this moment. It's certainly true that in coming back to Gion, I'd hoped more than anything else to find a way of spending time with the chairman. It wasn't so much that I craved the chance to sit in the same room with him again, to lean in and whisper some comment and take in the scent of his skin. If those sorts of moments would be the only pleasure life offered me, I'd be better off shutting out that one brilliant source of light to let my eyes begin to adjust to the darkness. Perhaps it was true, as it now seemed, that my life was falling toward Nobu. I wasn't so foolish as to imagine I could change the course of my destiny, but neither could I give up the last traces of hope.
"I've considered bringing the chairman," Nobu replied. "The minister is very impressed with him, but I don't know, Sayuri. I told you once already, he's a busy man."
The minister jerked on the mats as if someone had poked him, and then managed to pull himself up until he was sitting at the table. Nobu was so disgusted at the sight of his clothing that he sent me out to bring back a maid with a damp towel. After the maid had cleaned the minister's jacket and left us alone again, Nobu said,
"Well, minister, this certainly has been a wonderful evening. Next time, we'll have even more fun, because instead of throwing up on just me, you might be able to throw up on the chairman, and perhaps another geisha or two as well."
I was very pleased to hear Nobu mention the chairman, but I didn't dare react.
"I like this geisha," said the minister. "I don't want another one." "Her name is Sayuri, and you'd better call her that, or she won't agree to come. Now stand up, minister. It's time for us to get you home."
I walked them as far as the entryway, where I helped them into their coats and shoes, and watched the two of them set out in the snow. The minister was having such a hard time, he would have trudged right into the gate if Nobu hadn't taken him by the elbow to steer him. Later that same night, I dropped in with Mameha on a party full of American officers. By the time we arrived, their translator was of no use to anyone because they'd made him drink so much, but the officers all recognized Mameha. I was a bit surprised when they began humming and waving their arms, signaling to her that they wanted her to put on a dance. I expected we would sit quietly and watch her, but the moment she began, several of the officers went up and started prancing around alongside. If you'd told me it would happen, I might have felt a little uncertain beforehand, but to see it, well, I burst out laughing and enjoyed myself more than I had in a long while. We ended up playing a game in which Mameha and I took turns on the shamisen while the American officers danced around the table. Whenever we stopped the music, they had to rush back to their places. The last to sit drank a penalty glass of sake.